sports, politics, life. Amazing Garage Floors presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at AmazingGarageFloors.net.
We know the issues, and we know them well as we head into the midterms, just 1 week away, and it's all on the table, in the House and the Senate. The average for a president after his first 2 years in office in the midterms, Joe Biden's in that spot, is losing 28 seats in the House and 4 senators. That's pretty close to where we're going to be, which is not, this is according to so many, that is not a giant red wave. That is not a tsunami. A red wave or a tsunami to me would be something at least 50% better than the 28 seats, which would put us around 42 seats picked up in Congress. If that happens, I think we're going to see Amanda Adkins has won here in Kansas District 3, and that will be a sign that this was really a red wave, that it's throw the bums out, that this is the way people are looking. There are not enough opportunities to get more than 4 senators, I don't think, here, but there is a chance. There is a chance Republicans could have something like a 53-47 lead in the Senate. I think they're going to win both. I'm very optimistic on all of this. But as we look historically at averages, this may not be the tsunami that everyone's saying. I've seen Newt Gingrich say maybe 50 seats are going to get picked up in the House. That's a tsunami. That's a beatdown. That will be the pulse of a nation that says, we've seen this. We've had enough. Joe Biden and his administration have no message on the economy. They have scattered around from one thing to another. Putin price hikes, greedy oil companies, supply chains, one thing after another they have blamed the economy on, except stepping up and saying, we put too much money out there, we've spent too much money, and we did this. They refused to say it. They put all their eggs in the abortion basket the last 3 or 4 months. They are planning on or have been hoping for abortion to be a major issue in this campaign. Unfortunately for the Democrats, its only polling is about the 7th or 8th most important issues, and really only about 4 or 5% of Americans list this as their top issue. They needed a lot more people to say, whoa, everything else is on hold. I don't care about the economy. I don't care about the war. I don't care about the crime. I don't care about immigration. This abortion thing, boy, this is serious. The trouble they've had with abortion is abortion hasn't been outlawed. Nothing's changed. Almost anywhere, nothing's changed. Okay, the Supreme Court made a ruling. They kicked it to the states. The states haven't done a lot. Some places have. Some places have. But there's plenty of access to abortions in this country today, and I think most people see that. The third thing, and this is the biggest one, I think, is they just completely overplayed their hand through the George Floyd situation, went into this defund the police movement, let the left move their party, and there is no backtracking on this one. Americans know, and they remember. It's also the same people that strong-armed us during COVID with the lockdowns. There are many pieces out there you're reading in the media now where they're saying, hey, let's just have a ceasefire on all the COVID stuff. Let's live and let live. Let's forgive and forget. And for those of us on the right that were correct about COVID all along, I say to that, hell no. We're not going to let them forget. We need to keep reminding everyone that these are the crazy people that want to control you and everything you do in your life. And so that's where we are. Heck of a battle coming up in District 3 of Kansas. We had Amanda Adkins on last week. She's taking on Sharice Davids. I really don't even have a prediction. It looks pretty 50-50 to me. I would think if they redrew the lines in Kansas, they drew them to where any Republican could win, especially in a year like this. If this is a red wave, if this is a red tsunami, Amanda Adkins will win, period. We'll learn that next Tuesday. One man, and he's a friend of mine, that is going to win with very little doubt, is Mark Alford, who is the Republican for Congress in District 4 in the great state of Missouri. And he has been traveling around a massive district, by the way, as far as square miles. He has been traveling and traveling and traveling and met with so many people in so many places. And he is running a great campaign. Not to compare and contrast, but you get the opportunity to hear different interviews, to hear different people speak, to hear different politicians that are running talk about it. I want you to think about the way Mark Alford talks about all of the issues, what he stands for, how he presents it to you, and who he reminds you of when you hear him speak. He is on point. He is on message. He's got this. He's going to D.C. to help. The entire state of Missouri is turning red. That's a given. All statewide offices are going red, and except for in Kansas City and St. Louis, all the Congress people are going to be conservative. We're very excited to have Mark Alford on the podcast today. He'll join us in just a moment. It is brought to you by BeStock.net, where they're featuring Chromebooks this week for as little as $99. These are great little computers for surfing the web, video calls, things like that. Chromebooks, $99 to $149 at BeStock.net. They also have tons of appliances like LG TVs, brand new, and huge discounts on a couple scratch and dents. I actually purchased a scratch and dent for my man cave because the scratch on the TV is on the backside, and I was hanging it on the wall, and nobody will ever see it. Ever, ever, ever. I know that sounds like a Taylor Swift song. Love that about BeStock. And don't forget their 50-inch sharp commercial displays, not TVs. These are displays. They're great for menus, restaurants, gas stations, things like that. BeStock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. A couple of great Missouri businesses as we talk about District 4, Roberts Robinson in Excelsior Springs, Chevrolet Buick GMC, home of the lifetime warranty. It's that simple. Other dealers don't. Mike Robinson does. RobertsRobinson.com. Order your Chevy, Buick, or GMC. Qualify for 0% financing. Get the lifetime warranty. And know you've got peace of mind with a great new ride from Roberts Robinson. Online at RobertsRobinson.com. Visit their showroom in Excelsior Springs or call Tim Trader. He's there every single day. The general manager at 816-826-1563 at Roberts Robinson. We just make it easy. And Cross Kitchens KC in Belton, Missouri. That is Mark Alford country, if there ever was any. Beautiful. Tim Cross and his family, they own and operate their business in Belton. And we're so proud to have them as our official remodeler of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. He's doing a tremendous job. We've heard from many of you that have had interactions with him. You've enjoyed meeting him, and he's doing great work for you in your home. That is a treat. CrossKitchensKC.com. And remember, all of our sponsors and more conservative businesses are listed at the KK List. That's thekklist.com. If you ever want to do business for goods or services with anybody that's conservative in Kansas City, go to thekklist.com. If you'd like to become part of the KK List, just click on the button in the upper right-hand corner that says join the list. Fill out the little form, shoot it off to Jessica. We'll chat with you about how to get it done. And on our way we go, thekklist.com. Join, won't you? And for sure, use it if you want to buy something, whether it's goods or services. That would be a very cool and impressive thing to do. Great to have Mark Alford, longtime friend. We worked together for a little less than a year at Channel 4. And then I went off into radio. That was many, many years ago. But you know him from Fox 4's morning show, another member of the media that's conservative, driven out of media and into service, as he is your next congressman in District 4 in the great state of Missouri. Mark Alford up. Let's do it.
The KK Has Issues conversation is presented by Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, or online at joslynsjewelry.com.
Mark Alford joins us now. He is your next congressman from the 4th District in Missouri. Oh, I shouldn't jinx anything, but we got a week to go. He's on the home stretch putting thousands of miles, I'm sure, on his campaign truck, and he joins us now. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm great, Kevin. We've put 70,000 miles since December. I counted up the mileage the other day. 70,000 on this Ford Expedition. We're driving to Clinton right now to meet with Golden Valley Hospital executives. And we're going to do some door knocking in Henry County.
That is just spectacular. Now, this is a big district, Missouri's 4th. And I think, did the lines get redrawn a little bit this year? And it's even a broader swath of land you've been canvassing the last few months?
It is. We picked up two very important counties in your listening area. Well, you have listeners all over the world, but in, the, I guess, the Fox 4 viewing area, which I used to be a part of, Lafayette and Saline counties, they were under Emmanuel Cleaver in the 5th District, and they're very rural, very, you know, beautiful, Marshall, Lexington, Concordia, these great towns that Odessa, that they are just longing to get some conservative leadership and get someone to pay attention to what their concerns are. And I'm going to be able to do this. We got 72% of the vote in Lafayette County during the primary, and I'm just overwhelmed and humbled by that support.
Well, the hard work that you're putting in is amazing because this is a red district. You're not listed really as a toss-up here. You're expected to win. And I've never even seen any polling in Missouri's 4th because I think people just assume that Mark Alford's going to win this. What are your internal numbers? What do you know about the makeup of this district? What's your optimism level for getting this done?
We're very optimistic, Kevin, but I told my people, just like in the primary, and we had polling out. No one else was doing polling. We did polling. We knew exactly where we were. And we have not done any polling this during the general, and I'll tell you why, because we were very judicious, because this is not my money I get in from people. This is the donors' money, the contributors' money, and I use it judiciously every step of the way. And we don't need polling. We're going to win this thing. But I have told everyone that we will campaign like we are in last place, no matter what. We went to all 24 counties, the original, you know, before the primary. We met with business leaders. We were on the courthouse steps. We were in homes. We were in farms, listening to people. And that's exactly what we're doing. That's why we're heading back to Clinton today. We are knocking doors. We are listening. I'm taking notes. I'm taking videos. And I'm going to tell the stories of the 4th Congressional District, the needs of our constituents, our clients, as I call them, in the national media and in Washington. We're going to get stuff done.
What's the number one thing you hear from people when you have events? And you'll be Wednesday evening, you'll be at Mojitos in Raymore with Pete Mundo from KCMO. We'll promote that a little bit more in a bit. What's the number one concern you hear from Missourians in your district?
The number one concern is inflation. What this administration, this president has done with his lies, his gaslighting of the American people. You know, we were on this beautiful ship called Liberty, the ship of America that was built over decades, over centuries, really, into something great. And in less than 18 months, really, this president has really run us up on a reef of despair. And there are big holes in the ship now. And they want everyone to jump into these lifeboats so they can take care of us. And that's not going to happen. We are going to work with the leadership in the House. We are going to patch up this boat. We are going to right the ship. And we are going to be looking for a new captain come 2024. And in the meantime, we are going to save America by taking it back.
Mark, I saw a story today. We have 24 days worth of diesel fuel left in this country. That is amazing to me. We normally have double that in our regular supply. And we're sending diesel fuel to Ukraine and overseas and all these other places. Prices of diesel fuel are about to go way up again, which means the price of everything in America goes way up because everything goes through shipping in one way or another. I've yet to hear anybody give a coherent reason from the Biden administration or anybody in D.C. why we are doing this to ourselves. What on earth are they thinking with our energy policy?
Well, this is what I was talking about, this analogy of a ship. This president has intentionally scuttled our ship on a reef. And the idea is to make it so miserable in America that they can totally change how America's run and make us more dependent upon the government, more dependent upon them so they have more power. You know, when you have a president who comes out even before he's elected and says he's going to shut down the fossil fuel industry, you can't just do that. Our country, our world runs on fossil fuels, whether you like it or not. Now, there's a responsible way to do that in your refining and your usage, but we run on fossil fuels. And when you put your foot on the neck of the American people like that, something's going to break eventually. He is trying to break the American people so he can shove through his socialist, Marxist ideas and this way of doing business. And he's got a whole load of Democrats who are going along with him. He is a marionette president. Someone else is pulling the strings. This is a puppet show.
I think there's little doubt that Biden is breaking the law on the border with his lack of enforcing our laws that are on the books. And I have this conversation with people all the time, Mark. I say, most Americans don't even know. We have perfectly good immigration laws. They're in the books. They were decided on by Republicans and Democrats and presidents decades ago. It's all in place. It's not being enforced. And this is happening when you get to Congress. What's your priority? I know that we've heard Kevin McCarthy say in the House that there's a lot of things they want to have hearings on or investigate or do things. As far as stopping something that's currently going on, what can you do and what can be done about some of these policies once you get there?
Well, unlike the president and the vice president, I've actually been to the border. I've been there three times, twice as a journalist and once this past spring as a candidate for Congress. And I saw firsthand exactly what's going on down there. The Border Patrol has been instructed not to talk to us, but we got some information from former Border Patrol agents and some people down there from the state of Texas that are actually doing something about our border. And it is worse than you can imagine, Kevin. The You see it on Fox. You see the images. You know, of course, the other media won't run the images because it's just too painful of how they're just letting people pour into our border. A lot of them on terrorist watch lists that have been captured. They are bringing with them fentanyl that has killed more than 100,000 of our fellow citizens last year alone. No tell on how many this year. Here in the Kansas City area, just 4 died in the last month from fentanyl poisoning. So something has to be done. It's going to take, I call it extreme oversight. Extreme oversight when we take back the House and we take back the Senate. Extreme oversight of Homeland Security, U.S. Border Patrol, Secretary Mayorkas, who has lied through his teeth, including his little things about the rain that they said was a whip that they were using to whip some of these people who were coming illegally into our country. You know, I've been on a horse. I've had a horse ranch. I knew immediately the difference between a rein and a whip. And that was not a whip. And the Secretary Mayorkas knew it. The president knew it. Everyone knew it. And yet they lied. If they're going to lie about little things like that to deceive and gaslight the American people, then they're going to lie about the big things. But extreme oversight is coming. We're going to get some answers. We are going to control the purse strings and things are going to change.
How did we get to a place where we're literally like, I assume if we get the House and the Senate here, he's still doing so much by executive order. I mean, the college loan program, you know, the forgiveness and repayment, the stuff is not passed into law. How did we get to a place in this country where the chief executive with a stroke of a pen can just break the law at our border, can just forgive loans that the government was funding and signed off on? How did we get to this place?
I think America has been asleep. And, you know, we talk a lot about the woke culture, the woke mob. And I've said in my speech, you know, we don't need to be woke and broke. We need to be stable and able. But America is waking up. Everywhere I go, every hand I shake, every eye that I look into, every voice that comes out of a constituent, a client, is talking about waking up in America. We are starting to realize what's going on. And more importantly, Americans are starting to stand up no matter where you are, no matter what you do, whether you're a mom or a dad or a doctor, a lawyer, a farmer, a teacher. It is time to stand up and make your voice known, as we've done in the sport meetings, even though the Justice Department tries to classify you as a domestic terrorist because you do that. I don't care, folks. It's time to stand up, make your voice heard, make your voice heard in record numbers. November 8th, go out and vote. And we've got to take America back.
What do you hear from members of our agricultural community in Missouri, and in particular in your district? I know there's an awful lot of farmers and people in ag, and the price of everything is up. The price of all their diesel fuel and gas for their machinery is up. Everything they're doing is up. Is it as simple as passing it along to the consumer, or are they struggling with all of this?
Unfortunately, they are having to pass some of it on. Of course, commodity prices have been up, which is good, but you know, that's coming because we're headed towards a world famine. Russia has now blocked the shipment of wheat from Ukraine. It is a political move to do that. They're trying to put even more pressure on the world food supply. And really, Missouri, with its 95,000 farms, I'm just passing a beautiful soybean field here that hasn't been cut yet, here at the corner of 58 and 291. And they're going to be cutting it, looks like, here in the next week or so. But we are the breadbasket of the world. Missouri is, really, with 95,000 farms, with our corn, our soybean, our wheat. We don't just feed Missouri, and we feed the world, really. And we've got to protect our farmers. We've got to get the EPA and the Justice Department and the USDA off the backs of our farmers, let them do the job and produce the high yields of our crops that they need to do. You know, down in 5 counties in our district, around Bates County and surrounding counties, our soybean farmers are being prohibited from using a pesticide that kills a beetle. And you know why, Kevin? Because it's an endangered beetle. Don't you feel sorry for the beetle? The beetle needs to be eradicated so our farmers can have a high yield in their soybean crops. And yet this year it's diminished because the EPA has stepped in under Joe Biden and said, no, you're not going to use that anymore. The waters of the U.S., we have the USDA coming in and telling our farmers. I talked to one in Cass County last month. The USDA came in, surveyed his property, noticed a low-lying spot in his cornfield that had filled up with water after a recent rain, and they made him shut down that part of his farm until they could investigate whether it was a navigable waterway. Kevin, you want to know what that was? a combine had caused a big rut in the cornfield. It filled up with water.
That's it.
How crazy is that? I do not know why our federal government is targeting farmers. It's like anyone who wants to be successful, anyone who wants to help this country, anyone who wants to make America great again, is being prohibited at every stop from this crazy administration who is running this ship into a reef.
Oh, that's exactly right. They're targeting Republicans. They're targeting conservatives all over the country. I don't think there's any question. You mentioned the wheat coming out of Ukraine and Russia blocking that. We know the impact they've had on fuel prices. And I don't think, you know, I'm not with Biden. I can't just sit here and blame all of our problems on Russia at this point. But what I can do is say this president looks like a warmonger. He wants this. He's got $70 billion. He's invested in this. He's pushing us to possibly the brink of Russia using a nuclear weapon. I don't understand any of it. This is a pretty small section of Ukraine that is apparently up for debate as to whether these people are Russian or they're Ukrainian. I don't know why we're not negotiating on this thing, why the United States' role isn't somewhere in the middle to sit down and say, look, let's have some free and fair elections in the eastern part of Ukraine and let these people decide whether they want to be Russians or Ukrainians. I think that's in question. I think there's a chance a lot of those people would vote to be Russians. And if that's the case, that story never gets told here. Where do you stand on this conflict and continuing to fund all this stuff in Ukraine against Russia?
I'm with Leader McCarthy, I think soon to be the Speaker of the House, in that we need to, I'm not saying cut off funding, but we need to take a serious look of where our money's going and what good it is doing. I support supplying them with the armaments to where we have been at this point. I know that Russia has really overplayed its hand. I think they've really taken the portion that they want of Ukraine. And although Ukraine is a sovereign nation, the Russians had moved in and taken that part, and they took really more than they really wanted, I think. And now they're being pushed back and are going to settle for this Donbass region, which is on the southeastern part of that country. Now, whether we want to continue that fight or just try to convince Ukraine to give that part up, I'm going to leave that to some of the experts beyond my capabilities, because I have a lot of work and study to do in that. I am trying to get on the Armed Services Committee, and I do know that we have some serious problems of our own. We need to be getting ready for the greater threats to our country, that being China, I see as a major threat. We have a new B-21 bomber that's being built right now out in California that they're going to unveil December 2nd. It's called the B-21 Predator, and it's going to eventually replace the B-2 bomber. And so sometime over Arrowhead in the coming years, you'll see the B-21. We've got to make sure that bomber ends up at Whiteman Air Force Base. Right now, the plan is to have the second wave of those bombers there, but we have to ensure that. And I'm just excited about what we can do to help leverage our position to keep our military strong in America.
Okay, a couple more, Mark. Let me ask you about other members of your party in the elections that are happening here. I just think Derek Schmidt has run a great campaign. It looks like he's up 11 or 12 points for the Senate seat in Missouri. I'm biased here. I think he's going to be great, and I think the state of Missouri is going to have the two best, smartest, brightest, most effective senators anywhere in the United States, both deeply conservative. Tell me a little bit about what you know about Eric Schmidt and what he wants to do when he gets to D.C.
Well, I interviewed Eric when he came into our studio a couple of times, and I was still at Fox 4, and I was impressed with two things, his height and his heart. You know, I'm a short guy, and when Eric came in, I'm like, wow, we're going to have to sit down for this interview. But the more I've gotten to know him, the more I know his heart. He is a tough bulldog, as you've seen with the lawsuits that he's filed over the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates, and really going after some sanity for America. He is going to be a bulldog for the American people, a bulldog for Missouri in the U.S. Senate. I think he's going to be a great compliment to Josh Hawley. Totally different personalities, but they are both strong. They both deeply care about the future of America and are going to look out for the conservative viewpoint to make America great again.
I think there's one other position. I don't know whether it was treasurer or which one it is, but after Tuesday, it is expected that every single statewide office in the state of Missouri will be Republican. I mean, Missouri has just become so red. It's awesome.
It is awesome. I met with the governor a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about this, and he's excited. He's going to be naming the replacement for Scott Fitzpatrick, who's running for state auditor. That That position is now held by the Democrat Nicole Galloway. Really, she's been ineffective, I think, as a state auditor. And when you have a total team that is a red team, we are going to be able to do things for the state of Missouri that you've never seen before. And Governor Parson's going to surely appoint a great person to replace Scott Fitzpatrick. He's also going to be able to, looking at who he's going to replace Eric Schmidt, the Attorney General's office. So the governor has a lot of work to do. Please be praying for him, your listeners, that he will make wise decisions.
Okay, and finally, do you hear anything from the party or from D.C. about either A, the red wave nationally, or B, we got a couple issues over here in Kansas with District 3. It looks like a toss-up between Atkins and Davids, and somehow the governor's race, they say, is a toss-up at this point between Derek Schmidt and Laura Kelly. What are you hearing from the brass in D.C. about how these things may swing?
I think Amanda's going to end up winning this thing. I've talked with her. I've seen her at the airport a couple of times, and we've helped her out a little bit. But I think the way the momentum is shifting, I grew up in Galveston, okay? Galveston area, Baytown, Texas, and we would go to Galveston a lot. And I remember my dad warning us, hey, if you're going to go out there and play in the waves, if the water starts to recede a whole lot, you need to come in because that means a big wave is coming. And in the same way, in August, with the Dobbs decision and the Amendment 2 there in Kansas, the way that it swung, we saw that wave go out. And everyone was fearful because the tide was dropping. And now the red tsunami is coming. I think you're going to see a spillover in the governor's race in Kansas, a spillover with Amanda Atkins beating Sharice Davis, whom, by the way, a little side note, I was in the studio when she debated Kevin Yoder several years ago, and I thought there is no way that anyone is going to vote for Sharice Davis. But George Soros pumped a lot of money into that race. A lot of Dems are now pumping in a lot of, millions of dollars into this race to make sure Sharice Davis retains that seat. But I think Amanda has the right attitude. She's right on the positions. She has a great heart, and I think she's going to end up winning this thing because the red wave is coming.
You know, Sharice Davids is so frustrating, and there's so many Democrats like her. Mark, you've just spent the last 10 minutes or so explaining to me everything that you're about, what you stand for, what you will do when you get there. Sharice Davids says none of this. When she debates, when she does anything, she runs from her ideology. I've watched her vote. She's a member of the squad without being a member of the squad.
Yeah.
And somehow has a whole bunch of women in this district convinced that she's just some sweet lady in the middle of the road that loves everyone. I don't know how Democrats keep getting away with this.
Well, it's part of this obfuscation. It's part of this deception. It's part of this gaslighting of the American people that they're known for. They know that in a district like the 3rd District, where really people are, I think, fiscally conservative, maybe a little more socially liberal, especially on the abortion issue. Sharice Davis could not win this district, especially as that has been redrawn now. They could not do it without trying to be all things to all people. And you know what happens when you try to be all things to all people? You become nothing. And that's what Sharice Davis has become. That's why Amanda Atkins, with her positions, her attitude, her being on the right side of history, really, is going to make a difference. She's going to win this thing, in my opinion.
All right, and the very final thing here, Mark, is just kind of a tip to you and what you're doing and what so many are doing. It's surprising to me because I've been in the media my whole life, as you have, and we know how far it leans left, even at the local level. We know what percentage of people that we work with, how many times you probably had to be quiet through the years or can't have this discussion in the newsroom or this thing or that thing. I certainly experienced that. We're watching Carrie Lake in Arizona. Looks like she's going to win easily there. She's an unbelievable candidate, run a great campaign just like you have. There are others. There's a couple of talk radio people running as conservatives around the country. It is surprising to me that the media people that are coming out and running for office are conservative, because it's not a giant talent pool here in media in this country. Are you surprised that the candidates that are coming forward, moving from media into politics, are mostly, largely conservative?
No, I'm not. Here's why. You know as well as I do that in the media, rightfully so, on the editorial side at least, they try to recruit diversity when it comes to race, ethnicity, socioeconomic background. They do not recruit diversity of thought. And that is a huge mistake. When your listeners, your viewers are at least half conservative, why are you not serving them with the truth? That is what I fought for. And I think there are a lot of journalists along the same lines who have fought for truth from the inside. And they now realize, as I did, and my moment of clarity was when President Biden pulled out of Afghanistan the way he did, left our equipment there, left our allies there, and left 13 service members to die on that wall in Kabul, Afghanistan. And then when their bodies come home, he's checking his watch to see what time it is. I knew then and there, Kevin, if I did not do something, I did not want to be in a nursing home at age 92 and look back and think, I wish I'd done something to save my country. Before it's too late, I was going to do something. I gave up everything I had to do this, our career, a good salary. Some people that I know, you know, won't talk to me anymore, and that's okay. But I have something greater that I have to do. God pushed me out this window, and I think he pushed a lot of journalists out the window and said, fly, because this is our last chance. And I'm not an alarmist. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But I will say once again, this administration has scuttled our ship on this reef of despair. And if we don't do something now to patch the holes and get this ship right, we're not going to have a ship left. We will not have a nation left. The time is now to stand up and take back America.
Mark Alford, you are incredible, man. And I can't thank you enough for being on. It's alfordforcongress.com. If you'd like to make a donation or learn more about Mark's candidacy, alfordforcongress.com. Wednesday night, Mark and his team will be at Mojito's Mexican restaurant in Raymore at 6 o'clock with Pete Mundo from KCMO Talk Radio. They'll do a Q&A, and I know a lot of folks will be coming out to that. We wish you the very best in your travels around the district the final week, sir. Go get them, and can't wait to see you get the job done in Washington, D.C. for all of us.
Kevin, I so much appreciate you, and I know we had a friendship there at our short time together at Fox 4, but it's so good to see what you have done with your life and your voice, and I hope to follow in your footsteps to be a strong voice for conservative values. So thank you. God bless you.
All right, there's Mark Alford again, the website alfordforcongress.com, and he is an incredibly great candidate. You heard it right there. He can do that for a long, long, long time if he wants in the 4th District of Missouri. I sent him a text last week and teased him. I said, If Kansas 3 goes Democrat again, we need you to move over here. Because Mark Alford would win this district. I have no doubt that he'd win this district. He's a good man. He is a devout Christian, a very strong conservative. He's the perfect candidate for that district, and he's going to do really great things in Washington, D.C. And as you can tell by the interview, he has tremendous energy. He's a go, 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 go guy. He said he didn't know what day of the week was. I texted him on Friday. I said, how about Monday? Can you record something on Monday? And he's like, sure, what day is that? Just text me in the morning and remind me and tell me what time we're doing it. And so we did that. He's great, and he's great for Missouri. We've got some great Missouri businesses as well that support this podcast, including Window World, simply the best for less. Window World is based in Missouri and has been from day one with John Gillette and his team. If you live in that Missouri 4th District and you're looking for replacement windows, doors, siding, anything of the nature, consider Window World a great Missouri business. 816-799-0820. That's Window World, simply the best for less. 360 Document Solutions. Mark and his team work with all businesses anywhere in the western part of Missouri. That includes the 4th District. He'd love the opportunity to work with your business to make it more productive. Whether it's copiers, toners, IT solutions, mail systems, phone systems, let him be your document technology guy. Complimentary analysis available just by calling Mark at 913-745-5344. He can get you out of the expensive products you're in, even get you out of leases into new stuff that's better and costs less. And of course, North Kansas City Dental, Dr. Bill Bush is not in the 4th District, but he's based in the Northland. He's a great, great Missourian, and we appreciate all he does for the podcast as well. He's an award-winning dentist and speaker about high-tech dentistry. He does all kinds of great charity programs for kids, tens of thousands of kids they have served over the years through the Team Smiles events. We love that about Dr. Bush and his team at NKC Dental. And he's Patrick Mahomes' dentist. What else you got to know? What else you got to know? There it is. Online at nkcdental.com for your appointment. Call 816-471-2911 for nkcdental.com. Mark Alford's going to win. He's going to win big. You just heard him say he had one county where they got 72% in the primary. Well, I mean, he's going to have places. This is flat out Trump country is where he's running, District 4. And Missouri is, with the exception of a congressperson in Kansas City, Missouri, and a congressperson in St. Louis, Missouri, it's just going to be all red. And every statewide election is now going to be held after Tuesday, is expected to be a Republican, the entire state of Missouri. Every single statewide election will be red in Missouri. Kansas, is on the brink, man. All I can tell you is, if you're listening to this because you live in District 4 and you know somebody that lives in Kansas in District 3, call them. Call them and say, make sure you get out and vote for Amanda Atkins. Vote for Derek Schmidt for governor. This is a big deal in Kansas. I don't understand the governor one, to be honest. That's the one that gets me. I get the Amanda Atkins thing. Okay, they're sitting here both trying to kind of play the middle because of Johnson County moms, I guess, is what they're going for as the swing part of the vote. So they're both trying to play the middle. So I get that battle and what they're doing here. I don't get the statewide. This district should not be carrying the state. And Derek Schmidt should easily be beating Laura Kelly. And if that means he's not a very good candidate and isn't gaining traction or something, then I just don't know. I understand why Kobach lost by 1,000 votes or whatever it was. He had a bunch of negatives. People thought he was too conservative, or he had some of these stances and was portrayed in the primary as unelectable. And a lot of people stayed home 4 years ago. A lot of Republicans stayed home 4 years ago. They were comfortable. Trump was in the White House. The economy was good. Everything was good. And they didn't go vote for Kris Kobach for governor. They just stayed out of it. Or they went and voted and they didn't pull the lever at all because they couldn't vote for Laura Kelly. They just didn't pull the lever at all. There's going to be a gazillion more votes for governor this year than 4 years ago. Derek Schmidt has to capitalize on that. That has to mean a payoff for the state of Kansas, which desperately needs a conservative governor, and Derek Schmidt would be that. So if you are enjoying hearing from Mark Alford and you live in Missouri or District 4, if you know somebody in District 3 of Kansas, call them. Find somebody. Make a difference. Help us. We need some votes in District 3. We need some votes in the state of Kansas. Missouri, I'm just so proud of you. I'm just so proud of you. So many people, I think Missouri, my opinion is Missouri is the shining example of what Trump did for the party and that he awakened so many people. Like, I personally know a handful of people that live in Missouri that just weren't part of the political process before. They're younger than me. They hadn't voted. If they did, they thought they were supposed to be Democrats. They didn't know. And then Trump came along and started talking about things that resonated. And he went, wow, okay, Trump got the word out. And now you're 35 years old, and all of a sudden you say, I'm conservative, and I didn't know this. I didn't know 10 years ago I was conservative. Now you do. That's what's happened in Missouri. Missouri's gone from purple. We've gone from Claire McCaskill to Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt. Are you kidding me? It doesn't get any more conservative. The complaint in Missouri is the governor isn't conservative enough. I'm like, really? You want to trade him for the one in Kansas? Let's give that a try and see how that goes for you. Missouri, you're awesome. You're incredible. You're getting it done. Trump awakened that state. I don't know what's holding Kansas back or why the polling is so close in some of these things. I think Derek Schmidt's going to win governor. I think the Atkins, Sharice Davids race is 50-50. I can't even call it. And it shouldn't be 50-50 because they redrew the lines specifically to help her win. And it doesn't look like in the polling that that is happening at this point. We'll see what happens on Tuesday. Early voting is open in Kansas. Tuesday is go time in Missouri. Mark Alford is your candidate in the 4th District of Missouri, former Fox 4 anchor. His website is alfordforcongress.com, and you can meet him Wednesday in Raymore. It's right next to their campaign office in Raymore, 6 o'clock at Mojito's Mexican Restaurant. Going to do my level best to get out there. Mark's a good dude. Pete Mundo's going to be there. It's going to be a terrific event. If you live in that 4th District, get there, support them, make a $25 donation, whatever you can do. Help out any way you can. It's alfordforcongress.com right here on Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.